Open source AI agents advance on CUEbench. The landscape of open source AI agents for software engineering is evolving rapidly, with notable progress on standardized benchmarks. Refact AI, an open source project, has achieved state-of-the-art results on both the CUEbench Verified and CUEbench Lite benchmarks, which test an agent's ability to autonomously solve real-world software engineering tasks. The technical breakdown reveals that Refact AI's pipeline is not only open-sourced but also competitive with leading proprietary solutions, reflecting a growing trend. Open models are catching up in practical, measurable ways. This benchmark-driven approach is essential. CUEbench tasks require reading, understanding, and editing large code bases, skills that go beyond simple code completion. Open-source agents like Refact AI are now able to handle this complexity, offering transparency and reproducibility that closed models can't match. While hype sometimes outpaces substance in the AI coding space, these results are directly backed by reproducible runs and code. For developers and researchers, this means more trustworthy, auditable AI engineering tools. It also signals a maturing ecosystem where open innovation is driving the baseline for what AI agents can accomplish in software engineering. As these agents become more capable, expect to see their integration in real-world development workflows accelerate. Multimodal models and video generation progress. Multimodal AI models and video generation frameworks are making significant technical leaps, pushing the limits of what open-source tools can achieve. OmniGen 2, a newly released unified multimodal model, exemplifies this trend. Building on the QuenVL 2.5 foundation, OmniGen 2 introduces separate decoding pathways for text and image data, enhancing both visual understanding and text-to-image generation. Notably, it offers competitive image editing and in-context generation, where the model can combine diverse inputs like people, objects, and scenes to produce new, coherent visuals. The open release of model weights and code lowers the barrier for researchers and tinkerers alike. In video, the self-forcing framework addresses a long-standing challenge in autoregressive video diffusion, the mismatch between training and inference. Traditionally, video generators are trained on ground truth sequences but must generate new frames one by one at inference time, leading to quality drops. Self-forcing simulates the inference process during training, using key-value KV caching to bridge this train-test gap. The result is real-time, streaming video generation at high quality, even on a single RTX 4090 GPU. This is a notable step toward practical, locally deployable video synthesis. On the research side, AllTracker introduces a model for dense, high-resolution point tracking in videos. Unlike most trackers, which only follow sparse points or operate at low resolutions, AllTracker can track every pixel at 768 by 1024 resolution across hundreds of frames, all on a single 40GB GPU. The architecture combines spatial 2D convolutions with pixel-aligned temporal attention, delivering state-of-the-art tracking accuracy and making previous sparse methods largely obsolete for many applications. Taken together, these advances are not just technical milestones. They reflect an open-source community that is increasingly able to match, and sometimes surpass, proprietary research in multimodal perception and generation. Local AI assistants and lightweight UIs. The desire for privacy, customization, and offline capability is fueling a surge in local AI assistant development and lightweight user interfaces. Developers are actively seeking ways to run conversational AI, speech recognition, and even voice cloning entirely on their own hardware. A standout example is a real-time conversational AI system that runs 100% locally in the browser using WebGPU, eliminating the need for cloud compute or external servers. This approach leverages modern browser APIs to accelerate large language models directly on consumer GPUs, making local privacy-friendly chatbots accessible to more users. For those building personal, voice-driven assistants, the workflow is becoming increasingly modular. Voice input is transcribed by a speech-to-text STT engine, processed by a local large language model, LLM, and then converted to speech using text-to-speech, TTS, and voice cloning tools like RVC or Sovitz SVC. Integrating these components into a seamless pipeline remains challenging, particularly with custom voices and automation. However, the ecosystem is maturing rapidly with new open source UIs like Llama Simple Web UI, making it easier to interact with local LLMs without unnecessary bloat or complexity. Voice technology itself is advancing as well. Qtie's STT1B model offers low latency, streaming speech to text for English and French, performing robustly even in noisy conditions, and supporting long audio streams. Open source TTS and voice cloning tools are also becoming more user-friendly, though installation and integration still require technical savvy. The local-first AI movement is not just a hobbyist trend. It is a direct response to privacy, customization, and control concerns, and it's beginning to deliver on its promise. Knowledge UIs and document QA at scale, retrieval augmented generation, and knowledge management remain hot topics, especially for users facing large, heterogeneous document collections. A practical case involves managing a 5,000-document knowledge base, spanning PDFs, PPTX, and DocX files with complex charts and tables, and querying it for new trends or market players. Current off-the-shelf solutions struggle with this scale and diversity. For example, OpenWeb UI's built-in knowledge base has difficulty ingesting complex PDFs and slides, and cloud services like Gemini or Copilot are constrained by context window limits. Community-driven solutions suggest building custom local RAG pipelines using tools such as Unstructured.io for document parsing, Copali for embeddings, Qdrant for vector search, and local LLMs via Llama or OpenWeb UI for response generation. The OpenWeb UI maintainer highlights the realities of sustaining open source projects, noting that building robust, user-friendly knowledge UIs is a constant balancing act between technical ambition and the economic realities of open source maintenance. For newcomers, the learning curve is steep, but a modular Python-based stack offers the best flexibility for complex, scalable RAG applications. The message is clear. While no turnkey solution exists for heterogeneous, large-scale document QA, the open ecosystem provides the building blocks. With time and technical effort, it's possible to assemble highly capable, private knowledge assistants, far beyond what cloud-only tools currently offer. Practical tools, config, progress, and 3D control. The open source ecosystem continues to deliver practical, focused tools that streamline developer workflows and enable new types of interaction. For configuration management in Go projects, the Config package offers a flexible tag-based approach for mapping structured data, JSON, YAML, TOML, or environment variables to Go structs. It handles required fields, defaults, and strict decoding, simplifying the notorious pain of application configuration. On the UI side, a lightweight progress bar for Go, unfinished TR progress bar, provides high-resolution, concurrent safe progress updates for terminal applications with features like spinners, download-upload tracking, and easy integration into CLI tools. While progress bars may seem mundane, their utility in long-running tasks and developer ergonomics is hard to overstate. For interactive 3D model control, an open-source web app combines hand gesture recognition via MediaPipe, voice commands, web speech API, and 3D rendering 3JS to let users manipulate 3D objects in real time using natural inputs. This fusion of computer vision and web technology exemplifies how accessible browser-based AI is becoming for creative and educational applications. Even in the SaaS world, tools like Snap Demo enable teams to create interactive product demos with AI-generated voiceovers and smart annotations, streamlining onboarding and marketing. While the AI-powered features here are more incremental than revolutionary, they illustrate the growing ubiquity of automation in product design. These targeted utilities may not grab headlines, but they are essential scaffolding for the modern developer and a testament to the ongoing vitality of open-source tooling. Research, VLM training, portrait animation, and theory. Research in vision language models, VLMs, and generative animation is steadily progressing, with both practical and theoretical impacts. Beginners exploring VLM fine-tuning, particularly with image-text datasets and parameter-efficient methods like QLORA, face a steep learning curve, but are increasingly supported by community tutorials and open discussions. The trend is toward making VLM training more accessible, though robust guides for real-world multimodal datasets remain in high demand. For portrait animation, Tencent's Hunyuan Portrait introduces a diffusion-based framework that decouples identity and motion. Using pre-trained encoders, it generates lifelike, temporally consistent portrait animations from driving videos, injecting motion signals through attention-based mechanisms. The system requires a high-end GPU, but its design advances the state-of-the-art in controllable portrait synthesis, especially for personalized avatars and entertainment. On the theoretical front, research into two hybrid models in superconformal field theory expands the toolkit for studying complex geometries in string theory. Similarly, work on zeroth-order pseudo-differential operators on the circle addresses spectral properties relevant to mathematical physics and fluid mechanics. While these papers are highly specialized, they underscore the continued interplay between deep mathematics and the computational techniques that underpin modern AI. The ongoing convergence of practical engineering, creative generation, and foundational theory reflects a vibrant, multidimensional AI research ecosystem. Section: Performance and AI-driven development workflows. Performance benchmarking and AI-driven coding practices are under the microscope as developers seek both speed and reliability in modern software stacks. A comparative benchmark of Python ASGI frameworks reveals surprising results. While FastAPI is the most popular, frameworks like Black Sheep and Sanic deliver significantly higher requests per second, with MicroPy and Muffin also posting strong numbers. This kind of evidence-based comparison is vital for teams optimizing their web backends, challenging assumptions that popularity equates to performance. In the world of AI-assisted coding, Cloudflare's experiment with Claude-generated commits offers a rare, transparent look into human-AI collaboration. By preserving every prompt and commit in Git history, the team created a detailed record of the interplay between human intuition and AI output. The lead engineer, initially skeptical, found that reviewing prompts, rather than just the code, provided crucial insight into the reasoning and intent behind changes. This practice of prompt-preserving version control could become a new norm as AI-generated code becomes more prevalent, offering a bridge between machine implementation and human oversight. Together, these stories demonstrate that progress in AI and software infrastructure is not just about new models or APIs, but about evidence, transparency, and the thoughtful integration of automation into the developer workflow.